Welcome to The Podcash, a podcast dedicated to highlighting the incredible students, staff, and community we have here in the Cache County School District. We are your hosts. I'm Tim Smith.
And I'm Gary Thomas. Join us as we hit the road to visit schools across the district and explore what makes learning in Cache County such an awesome adventure. American composer Scott Hayden said, "Teachers have three loves, love of learning, love of learners, and the love of bringing the first two loves together." In today's episode of The Podcash, we have the opportunity to visit with two exceptional teachers at Spring Creek Middle School, whose love of learning and love of learners is evident. Join us as we discover how their passion for education and investment in their students come together in their classrooms.
All right, we're here with John Sanchez at Spring Creek Middle School. And John, happy to have you with us this morning. Appreciate all you do at Spring Creek Middle School. How long have you been a teacher?
I've been a teacher, this is my 19th year.
Awesome. So what was it that inspired you to want to be a teacher, John?
Looking back, growing up in a small town in Nevada, we had a teacher named Mr. Thompson, and we called him Mr. T. He was a math teacher, and he was just the person that was able to connect with me and was able to just inspire me to learn. And he just had a way with students, with all students, but especially with me. He just kind of connected and just helped me to understand that I could do anything and become anything. And so I think as I progressed in life and thought about what I was going to do as a career, I thought teaching is a noble calling, and I wanted to pay that back too, like he did to me. So he was my inspiration, I think, to become a teacher.
And you definitely followed in his footsteps as far as the subject, too, with math. What do you like about teaching math to middle school students?
The challenge. I'm teaching a product that, or a subject that they don't really want to learn. I like the challenge that I can, of just taking the students from one position, wherever they are in math, and being able to fill in those gaps and holes and bring them to where they need to be, if that makes sense.
As you think about teaching over these last 19 years, what's most rewarding to you as a teacher?
Many things are rewarding. I think taking that struggling student is the most rewarding, and seeing them gain some confidence in themselves. When they come in the first day of school, they're shy, they're timid, they're unsure about themselves. And then by the mid-year, you can see that development of their confidence grow and grow. And then many of the rewards don't come till later on in life. When I have a past student comes to see me or sees me in the store and thanks me, I know I did something good, so it makes me feel good when that happens too. So they thank me for teaching them. So,
right. Well, appreciate you what you do there. What's challenging as a teacher? What are some of your biggest challenges?
The biggest challenge is, I think a student that's maybe less motivated. I like the challenge. It's a big challenge, but I like the challenge of being able to work with them and to see where they come from. So I don't know if there's a challenge that I can overcome, but I try to just take those challenges and move forward with them and take them independently and individually and work that way.
Tim, I think you need to ask John about his experience growing up on the reservation, how that has shaped his approach to teaching, because I think that's had a huge impact on him as an educator.
That's a good question. I might get emotional, though, if you'd ask me that. I don't know. Going back to I mentioned Mr. Thompson, and Mr. Thompson was one of those teachers that influenced me. I have a Native American background that I'm proud of. And it's hard for me to talk about, but when I was going to school in elementary, being Native American and being in a small town, we seemed like we were overlooked. And I loved learning. I wanted to learn. But it seems like the teachers, most of the teachers would just push us through or push us aside. It wasn't until Mr. Thompson, who realized I could learn, realized I had some skills and made me believe in myself. But once I had that confidence in myself, I knew I could do anything, and still struggled, but I knew that someone believed in me, and it changed my life to what I am today. And I think that's why I can connect with students who struggle, who are different, who are disadvantaged or need extra support. And I can relate to them and want to make them the best and that they can be.
John, you're an inspiration to us, and you're an inspiration, as you said, to those kids that may be struggling or either with their background or the fact that they're a minority in an area. And you've certainly proven that you can achieve what you set your mind to. And we appreciate you bringing that same level of dedication to what you do in teaching and working with kids, because it does make a difference. And with some of those kids, I'm sure it's exciting for you to see the impact you have in their life down the road.
It is.
As you interact with them in the community. So thank you for that.
So, John, my experience in math in middle school was not a great experience. When they introduced letters into numbers, none of that made sense to me. What do you do with those students that were in my situation and they get lost in math and they get their confidence goes down and they think they're bad? I mean, I've gone through my whole life thinking I'm not good at math. So how would you have helped me or a student like me in middle school?
It's a tough question, but how I'd respond to that is my students have to believe in me first, that I believe in them, that we have that connection, we have that relationship. So if I can understand where they're at and know where they're coming from and build that relationship with them, then I'm believable and they trust me. So then I can go forward and help them. And then whatever they don't know, or whatever they can't figure out, I need to just focus on what they don't know and build from there. So, but they have to believe in themselves and trust me that I can get them where they need to be.
Thank you, John, for sharing your story with us. What a powerful tribute to the kind of impact a teacher can have on their students.
Yeah, that was really inspiring. Now we're going to meet with Rachel Kenning, a science teacher here at Spring Creek.
Well, appreciate you coming down, Rachel. We're with Rachel Kenning here at Spring Creek Middle School. Rachel's been in our school district for about 7 years and came from Missouri. Is that correct?
Right, Southern Missouri.
So tell us about what brought you to Utah.
Well, I came originally to go to BYU. I'm from South Arkansas, actually. I grew up there and came out originally to go to BYU. And so just I've lived here like about 3 times now. So I actually worked my first job down at Jordan High School. So a lot of years ago.
Oh, wonderful.
So
what inspired you to go into education and become a teacher?
Well, I think about this a lot. I think initially my father was a history teacher for about 10 years. And I think I was really inspired by the fact that I saw my father one way at home, but when I was in public with my father, the interactions that he had with other people were amazing to me. Like, they had such high things and praise to, not that he wasn't amazing at home, but it was very inspiring to see that he could have such an impact on other people. And when I went to BYU, I actually was going to study optometry. I thought I want to be an eye doctor. And so I started down kind of that path, and I just had like a wake-up moment one day, like, I am on the wrong path. I switched over to education, and it's been right ever since.
So why science? What, you're a science teacher. What drove you into the science area?
I probably could have taught a lot of things, but I feel like science is exciting. It's really a great way to get students engaged in the educational process. And I feel like also that I have passions outside of my job that really align with science. Like I've said in the past, I love to garden. I love the kitchen, canning, cooking. I love the outdoors. So many things that really align with science. And I also am huge when it comes to the environment and taking care of our earth. And that I'm super passionate about that. And so it's really important to me that people learn science so they can make good environmental decisions. So
great.
That's part of it.
We know this is a challenging environment to being a teacher. What are the most challenging things for you as a teacher?
Well, there's a few. For me personally, because I teach science, science is under attack, I feel like, in general. I feel like we came from a place of being highly respectful for what science can do for us as a society. And it's gotten us so far. It's done so much for us. And I feel like there's a lot of pushback right now on science as a discipline. And so that makes my job extra challenging. I have to convince sometimes students that science is something that is important to our country. That's hard. I didn't used to have to convince people that science is important. I had to convince them that they would want to study it because they weren't interested. But they didn't come from a negative concept of science, like science is against me. So that makes my job extra challenging. And then there's also, when we went through the pandemic, we changed the way we view, I think, a lot of us. Like, I know my husband, he got sent home from work, and he could work from home. And we had this idea that we didn't need to go into the office. We can work from home. And for a lot of people, that's true. But for some reason, we still have some carryover from that. Like, we don't need to necessarily come to school. We can, like, get it off Canvas or whatever. And so I have way more people not attending regularly than they used to. And that makes things really hard. It makes it hard on the class to be cohesive. It makes it hard on my students to get caught up when they're out a lot. And it makes it hard on me personally to try to keep, like yesterday I had 27 kids out on a particular day. And at the height of COVID, I only had 50 out at the height of. So
how many kids do you see in a day as a middle school teacher?
About 150.
Yeah. 27 of those were gone, and you've got to now try to catch those students up.
Yes, and I put it all, I learned from COVID, just put it all on. So everything they need is on there, but it's not the same. As we know from COVID, being at home doing that work is not the same as being, especially in science. They don't have all the materials they often need. And so this is a challenge, how to get people into the classroom attending regularly so that we can all be really successful.
Well, and I think we learned across the pandemic the importance of teachers in our schools and in kids' lives. And so we appreciate all you do on that front. So been teaching for how many years in total then?
20 years.
20 years and 7 years here in the Cache County School District. So yes. That's a lot of years to be a teacher. What's been the most rewarding part of teaching for you?
Wow, there's a lot of rewarding parts of teaching. So I think the most rewarding, two things to me are most rewarding. One, I would get bored very easily if I didn't myself learn new and exciting things all the time. And because when I teach, I learn. So I'm constantly learning about my subjects, and that's exciting to me personally. It never gets old. I never stagnate. And I just love the fact that it's not just the kids that are learning something from me. I'm learning something about my topic. There's always more to learn. So it's new. It's fresh every day. I love my job. because I get to learn for my job, but also the students, seeing them just have amazing experiences, especially my students who feel like they don't really belong in this educational setting, when they realize this is for me, this is me, like this is going to help me to go places. And when they finally start to have that grasp, and I try to really instill that into my students, as like, this is going to make you go places, this is going to pay your rent, this is going to let you do whatever you want to do, this is going to fill in the blank for you. And they see that vision, that makes me excited for them. And I don't know, it's just super exciting.
And Rachel, I was a father of four that went through school. To me, middle school was the most pivotal time in my students' experience, because that's where they began to believe in themselves as a student. And it's such a critical time in their lives. So to hear you say that's part of your job here at the middle school, is to help them love learning and see where it can take them in life. That's powerful. That's impactful.
Yeah, so. I agree.
If you had to sum up for a new teacher, three or four things that are important in becoming a teacher, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that it's taken me 20 years to feel like I'm starting to get my feet under me. Like, it takes some time. And it would have been amazing if I knew at the beginning what I know now. So you have to have the right mindset going into it. It's really hard at the beginning, but it gets better and it gets easier as you go. And the more willing you are to put forth the effort to make it better, it can be really good. But it does take effort, and you can't shy away from the hardness at the beginning, how hard it is at the beginning. I would also tell them that there are so many amazing people around us. Like, I know that the new teachers that have come in have leaned heavily on me, and I am so willing to help them get going, and they're doing it, they're flying. So I would say, for sure, new teachers need the most amazing mentor. Not that I'm the most amazing, but everybody needs a most amazing mentor, because that makes all the difference. So find the right people, connect with them, find someone who's maybe philosophically similar to you, and latch onto them and let them help you. So,
well, we appreciate you being a great teacher in our system and all you do to inspire kids. And I know our parents out there appreciate good teachers that are working with their students. So thank you for taking the time with us today to sit down and talk about teaching. I loved all of your answers. You're just spot on about what it takes to be a teacher. So thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
What a pleasure to visit with these two teachers and to hear their unique stories and experiences. We're grateful to all the incredible teachers we have in our district and for the magic that they create every day in our schools.
What a great ride today. It was worth coming out here.
I agree. Thanks for listening to our podcast. The podcast posts bi-weekly, so make sure that you tune in and listen.
And be sure to visit our website at www.ccsdut.org/podcast, where there's more info about today's episode, as well as pictures.